Edge of the Web, on the road at SMX.
We had a great time at SMX West in San Jose this year. We were able to sit down with some thought leaders in the digital marketing space. Big, big thanks to Third Door Media, who opened the door for Edge of the Web to be there at the conference. We had a chance to sit and talk with Elizabeth Marston, friend of the show and presenter at SMX, covering the digital marketplace of Amazon, Walmart, and Google Shopping. So give it a watch and listen.
Your weekly digital marketing trends with industry trend-setting guests. You're listening and watching Edge of the Web. Winners of Best Podcast from the Content Marketing Institute for 2017. Hear and see more at edgeofthewebradio.com. Now, here's your host, Aaron Sparks.
We're here at SMX West 2020, wrapping up the day with Elizabeth Marston from Tinuity. How about that? What's your title over there?
Senior Director, Strategic Marketplace Services.
What's that mean?
It means that I do a lot with all of the different marketplaces, mostly developing and working with some of our enterprise clients on Amazon.
All right. So I appreciate you spending time with us because it's been a long day. And I also know you have a long workshop tomorrow focused on the digital marketplace, right?
Amazon in particular. So it's going to be one of the first Amazon-focused workshops that's not just entry level.
Got it. So I wanted to bring around a bit of conversation that I've had recently about the challenge of SEOs in particular, the SEO discipline and skill set, not jumping into the digital space, the advertising space, the marketplace. Something that you just talked about in your last presentation regarding wherever you are in your career path, and whatever particular salary band you're trying to pursue, you need to start acclimating yourself to these additional skills, these additional spaces, and those higher salaries are not part of that multi-tool or Swiss Army knife approach. You got to get specialized in these. So my question to you is: There's a lot of kind of siloing in the SEO community that they don't jump into these additional practices. Why do you think that is?
I think part of it has to do with, it's depending on the size of the company and depending on how they're structured, that's those swim lanes, right? And it also has to, there's already a team established there. They're not supposed to, step on toes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But also it's how people are comped. So if you're not compensated to cross channel at all or cross team, that doesn't usually happen so much. It depends on who's the more ambitious, I guess, of the two that is willing to kind of cross the bridge and make involve the different teams. And then there's just intellectual curiosity. So if the person isn't even that interested, or again, if they're not comped, like they don't get a promotion or a raise or anything that kind of comes with that, then they're gonna stick to what they know.
We're in an industry that is constantly changing. We see it all around us as digital marketers. There's so much happening all the time. Literally, daily, there's announcements and changes in the different platforms that we work in. To not have a mindset of just trying to change something or understand something more, I mean, is that a self-imposed impediment to some people in that mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. And so at some of the larger, like super mega companies, like holding companies or whatever, like that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They're not incentivized really to cross channel. They're not incentivized to think that way. Mm-hmm. They do the thing that they're supposed to do. And that does make it hard, but at the same time, they're supposed to scale. So when they have these accounts, these are multi-million page websites that these SEOs are working with. So maybe they don't have the capacity to get that into, say, advertising. Mm-hmm. They should. Yep. They'd want to. But it is, I do understand that hesitation. Smaller agencies, and it comes back to, what do you want to do next?
Right.
Do you want to get promoted as an SEO? Do you want to move into something like a VP of search or a senior director of something a little like more marketing focused or more technical focused? Mm-hmm. That's where you have to start branching out. And that's also where, again, it's a job at the end of the day. So that salary band does tend to play a large part in where you might want to go next.
Right.
So if you're not thinking about your next two steps ahead, and if are you doing the things today to either make that transition over or move up, then you're going to stay where you're going to stay.
At the same time, it is something that the company, if they're paying attention to it, should be able to incentivize those sharp people in that SEO swim lane to be able to look at these different digital marketplace channels, right? So it is kind of, there's a part of responsibility on the corporations, the organizations, the enterprises to be able to lift them up. But at the same time, is there also a bit of a purist mentality inside of SEO?
Yeah, so it comes from, so Google, right? We know that the algorithms for organic and paid search are different.
Right.
They don't even talk to each other, as far as we know. They don't talk to each other.
That's the company.
However, we do know that on some of these other emerging marketplaces, so Amazon SEO is closely tied to performance, and so is advertising. Mm-hmm. So you can pay, in a sense, to play, to increase your sales and increase that velocity. That flywheel is what it does.
Right.
Sales and orders and volume, like demand equals, they're going to keep showing you. That's how you win things like choice badges and first level organic pages. Walmart has come right out and said, your organic ranking is influenced by your advertising.
Mm.
It just is what it is. So
yep.
We are, as an SEO reaches out beyond the Google and the Bing universe and starts looking at what's relevant on Amazon, what's relevant on Walmart, Target, wherever it is, mm-hmm. they're going to have to start paying attention to advertising too.
So, you know, to further that is that you know, there's a particular principle that I don't want to have to sully myself in the, and no offense whatsoever. So, but I mean, it's in, you know, I have to pay for it. I should be able to earn it on my own merit. And that's that big leap, that big jump. But here's the core of it is that SEO is analysis. It's almost like you know different script language. It's the concepts of analysis and measurement and experimentation. They all play in the same fields in all these different disciplines, right?
And I also look at why this is. So Google's business is search. Mm-hmm. Like, it's to provide the answers. Amazon's is to sell you something.
Right.
They don't really care. Like, there's not going to be a knowledge panel or, like, all these other things. Is it the thing you wanted? Will you buy the thing?
Right.
Can I sell it to you? Great, next.
Right.
And so that cycle is, that's not going to stop. And right. So SEOs, as they start to work with these retailers, understanding the different inputs that is important to the engine, mm-hmm. which is their sophistication is going to be different as well. And their inputs are different. Walmart's, we know, is as a search tool, their search, the on-site search functionality, mm-hmm. just isn't as good as Amazon and Google's, and mm-hmm. they've had more time to hone those inputs. But the other question I have is, you know, is Walmart that incentivized if to make more improvements if they can just sell you the advertising to move it forward? So it kind of goes, and then each one of them is going to be different as
right.
we go forward. So you can argue in the future, like, what is search? One of the things that I struggle with Tinuiti is we have search, which you and me means paid search
right.
or SEO, but then on the Amazon team, they have search, which also means search on Amazon. So it's very difficult, depending on who you're talking to, you have to clarify search on what.
Right. And you have to be, you can't be dogmatic, you can't just stay in one lane. You're going to have to know those particular intents, and it all does get back to consumer intent. Amazon, all the marketplaces are very, very transactional intent. We all understand that search and question search and entity searches, right, are a whole different beast. And if you want to be able to serve your company well, you have to be able to embrace and understand the other side of the fence.
And then the search behavior is different too, right? Mm-hmm. So how you know, Google will have longer queries, Amazon may have shorter. Walmart's kind of interesting because you will see use cases, mm-hmm. like they'll not just be like dog food, it'll be dog food for small dogs. Like mm-hmm. there's a very specific problem solution that they're trying to find. And that's why sites like Walmart and Target, if you look at their site nav on the left side, mm-hmm. it is more browse behavioral. And that is what Google Shopping or Shopping Actions Google, whichever you want to call it, whatever point in time it was. I worked with them to launch that in a previous role, and that I asked, what's up with these categories? This is weird. And they were saying they wanted it to be more akin to like when you're in a store and you look at the aisle, the lists above the mm-hmm. aisles, they wanted to encourage browsing and to keep going and to keep clicking and to keep adding things to your cart.
So there's another area of all this that has to do with customer sentiment, as it applies to part of the algorithm flywheel, and on top of that, search. Entity search, Google search, not the paid search. There has to be an embracement of understanding how to improve customer sentiment. And it also goes into customer service and all the other ramifications of that. But there is a connective tissue between the digital marketplace and the consumer review and the SEO and the consumer review. Is that a potential bridge for SEOs to understand that it's in both spaces? They should be truly embracing the entire area.
I mean, absolutely, especially around shared metrics or shared pieces of information that mm-hmm. can influence both. So customer reviews, product reviews, popularity, certain product pages, whether or not, you know, one of the things with Walmart that's unfortunate is because of some of the way the product pages are laid out, they're not as indexed, I've noticed, and crawled as Google mm-hmm. or as Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon product detail pages are constant. You can find them always in a Google index.
Right.
Target's starting to sneak in there as well. So as you go to update product content, understanding how many other places it can permeate, it becomes actually quite relevant to an SEO.
Absolutely. And those associated, all those affiliated or customer views at each and every one of those different
And
sites.
If you're a brand and you put the brand name in, are you competing with yourself? So you've got your e-com site, you've got your Target page, your Amazon page, your Walmart page, your Wikipedia page, whatever it is. Like, how do you want that to lay out for the customer?
So the SEOs just can't stay in code. They can't stay in content. They have to be looking at all of these additional marketplace relevancies, because it does affect their performance as well.
Eventually, their site traffic may go down.
Absolutely.
That is one thing that we noticed competitively speaking was, you know, I talked to somebody, you know, their .com traffic is dropping. It was mm-hmm. like, well, but are your sales? Like, did they just move, essentially?
Right.
So we did find that there was some that were moving. And Amazon actually has a new tool called Amazon Attribution, which does make it so that you can generate a tag in Amazon. Mm-hmm. And let's say that you don't have an e-com site. Like, you have a site, but it's not e-com ready,
okay.
and you want to direct traffic to your Amazon detail product pages,
right.
you can tag, and then you can start to see what you're, in a sense, or a Google search, you can see what your leak is, essentially, from when someone started a Google search to when they completed it on Amazon. So it is in beta now. It was primarily for first-party and vendors. They are letting some third parties in.
Are we going to be seeing all of the e-com leave the domain and actually plant itself in the marketplace?
No.
No?
Nah. There's just too much. We're so far away from that. People just want to buy when they're ready, and, you know, just being in the six places.
All right.
It's exhausting, but yeah.
I appreciate your thoughts there. I mean, it has been a concern. I've had a number of conversations. We want to be able to see SEOs use their well-honed disciplines, a well-honed analysis, and be able to benefit the digital marketplace.
I still find that there's a very real benefit and need for a .com. I mean, that's your space. That's mm-hmm. your brand voice. That's where you get to put unique things, content, launches, any kind of celebrity endorsement, whatever it is.
Right.
Like, that's your space, and you should own it. And that is how you should connect to your customers. And that way, if they buy it, it doesn't matter where they buy it from.
Absolutely. Just own the brand there. Don't just be on the shelf, right? Last thoughts for the digital advertiser that's out there and wants to jump into the digital marketplace. Guidance, what would you give them as a first steps?
So, like, as from an SEO or just in
general? A digital advertiser collectively.
Well, I would say that obviously if you're not familiar with Google Shopping, you should take the certification part of that. There is a Shopping's mm-hmm. certification that you can go through and get a pretty good idea of how it works, like nuts and bolts. I recommend that, or like the Amazon accreditation as well, because then
sure.
at least you learn the names of the things, which they change, I swear, every two quarters. However, the most relevant is in there. There's also like subscriptions. Like, I like to look at some very high level subscriptions at like DigiDay or Wired's always a good one, mm-hmm. and Marketplace Pulse, because then you're at least at the very highest level getting company movements.
Right.
And so you understand like the health of the company and what new initiatives are coming out that year. So then you can think about how that affects your life.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck in your workshop tomorrow.
Thank you.
That is a gauntlet, an 8-hour workshop.
So many slides. We made so many slides.
Thanks for always giving us great information and taking the time with us. We really do appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
More than welcome. Hopefully we'll get you back on the show here soon.
Great.